There's a few different audiences, and usually it's a little dangerous to say that because, authors, should not target everyone. But at the same time, for believers, certainly, it's a retelling of the story they know so well. But it causes you to approach with fresh eyes what happened. One of the things that I depict in the book is angels in heaven and then demons down below who are warring on the side that they are representing. But these angels, when the chasm crosser has a bunch of little people pounding nails into his feet with all of their sins, and we're all those little people, and he's in agony as they keep pounding those nails into his feet and anything they can reach, and these are respectable looking people. Well, these angels, these great warriors up above, Michael, as the archangel, the head of them, is begging the chasm crosser, the woodsman, to let them come down and destroy his enemies that are doing this. And of course, they could destroy them easily. But he will not permit them. Why? Because he loves these people so much that he is going to do what is necessary in order to save them, which is to let them kill him. Well, to the angels, holy, righteous angels, who look at this and just want to bring judgment on these evil people, it's incomprehensible. This is the grace of God. It's beyond comprehension. And so this is one of the things I portrayed in the book that I think will give believers just a very fresh, look at this. Same thing for unbelievers. The gospel story is so powerful, but unfortunately, when people have heard it many times, whether believers or unbelievers, but certainly unbelievers have heard it enough that the moment they hear somebody talking about Jesus dying on the cross, they start to shut off. And some of them are just close themselves to this story. Well, because this story is told in a different way, there is an openness to it, a freshness to it, that will bring some people to the gospel and a realization that indeed this is the gospel. It's like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the Chronicles of Narnia. You look at the sacrifice of Aslan for Edmund. And his death, and you're looking at it, and some unbelievers are suddenly the light turns on. This is Jesus. I mean, to the believer, maybe it's obvious, but to them, it's not obvious. But the light turns on. This is Jesus, and now I see what he did for me in a different light.